Welcome to the Cathedral Podcast. We are taking a break from our usual conversations to bring you special worship editions to encourage your faith in the light of the coronavirus crisis. We trust this will bring comfort and perspective as we all wait and work together. This service will be led by Pei Lee. Our vicar, Reverend Canon Terry Wong, will be leading in some of the prayers, and the message will be shared by Reverend Hambali Leonardi.
Our first hymn for this service is Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. We have come together as the family of God in our Father's presence to offer Him praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive His holy word, to bring before Him the needs of the world, to ask His forgiveness of our sins, and to seek His grace, that through His Son, Jesus Christ, we may give ourselves to His service. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our fellow men, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The appointed psalm for this service is Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The word that I'm bringing to you this time is titled, Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste. Some of you might have heard of this phrase, don't let a crisis go to waste. It has been attributed to Winston Churchill when he made a speech during World War II. Our nation is currently experiencing a crisis, a coronavirus crisis. I always say a crisis can destroy or make us stronger. The Diocese of Singapore has marked 2020 as the year of discipleship. This virus is helping to disciple the nation and the church on how we can be better in many respects. I would say this virus is a catalyst for the spiritual formation for the body of Christ. How can we take this crisis to disciple our people and even ourselves? I'd like to share some reflection for us to learn and grow as a church community. My first point is more fear, more faith. This nation is gripped with fear and anxiety. There was so much fear with the recent panic buying and hoarding of basic goods. We lose our rationale and just follow the crowd in panic buying. I suggest that when there is more fear, we should have more faith. David said in Psalm 56, verse 3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Let us turn to God for strength and protection. We do our best in implementing precautionary measures and protecting our community, but ultimately, we should put greater trust in God. My second point is, show care, don't scare. We need to show genuine love and honor for one another. I'd like to read a short passage from Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 10. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. When the church undertakes precautionary measures, our main motive is genuine love and honor in wanting to care and protect our members and visitors. Portraying good PR or image should not be our main motivator. Let us also take the opportunity to care and honor for the vulnerable and the weak. I know of people who do not have masks or sanitizers. Perhaps we can be like the early church in Acts, in sharing our resources with those who are in need. Don't spread fake news. Instead of sending more reports of coronavirus cases, which are easily available, how about sending a message of comfort and encouragement to our friends and colleagues? Let us show care. Don't spread the scare. Another way the church can help is also to speak up and pray for our healthcare workers. One of my friends posted on his Facebook that his wife, who who is a nurse gets shunned in public for wearing a nurse uniform. My third point of reflection is, we need to remember who is the enemy in this coronavirus crisis. It is not China or the authorities. It is not helpful if we start to blame or accuse one another. This is a call for unity and cooperation. We need to have a united front in fighting this invisible enemy. So let us be united in fighting against an invisible enemy. Let us cooperate when we are faced with temperature checking and contact tracing. Let us abide by the measures implemented by our organization or church. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. We need to remember that the church has the God-given power and authority over diseases. Let us be aligned and united in fighting this invisible enemy. I'm encouraged that Love Singapore is mobilizing an urgent call for 24-hour prayer watch to pray for the nation. Let us also be united to proclaim the kingdom of God in this uncertain and fearful time. My fourth point is, as we disinfect our churches, our offices, and homes with sanitizing agents, let us also reflect and consider deep disinfection of our own souls. James tells us in chapter 5, verse 16, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Let us examine ourselves and disinfect our inner filth, especially the sins of prejudices, self-centeredness, and kiasuism. Last weekend, I was at a Chinese restaurant and I overheard a group of patrons speaking loudly in a strong mainland China accent. Guess what was my first thought? These people shouldn't be in public. There was a sense of prejudice, bigotry, and contempt on my part. I realized the sinfulness of my thoughts. I didn't like my own attitude. So let us examine ourselves that we remain true to our values as God's people. The fifth reflection point is that this is a period of prescribed rest and retrospection. The church had to suspend and cancel our large gatherings in light of the coronavirus situation. In a way, it's like a forced Sabbath for the church and the land. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. This period, let us take time to rest, reset, and wait upon the Lord. It is a good time to slow down and redirect our attention to Jesus, who is our good shepherd and the head of the church. There are many variables beyond our control. Let us commit our burdens and find rest in God, who is in control. My last point is to ask ourselves, who sits on the throne? During this crisis, we need to ask ourselves, who sits on the throne of your life, your family, your church, your career, your future? A virus can bring a nation to its knee. A virus can instill so much fear and panic. However, as God's people, we need to remember and proclaim that our God sits on the throne. He is sovereign. He is in control of this situation. Psalm 47 verse 8 says, God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. So, brothers and sisters, those who are listening to this, let me ask you this question. Who sits on your throne? Our God reigns. He is sovereign. He is in control. Amen.
Our faith confession, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Collect for the second Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, You have created the heavens and the earth and made us in Your own image. Teach us to discern Your hand in all Your works and Your likeness in all Your children. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who with You and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen. Let us now enter into a time of prayer and intercession. Lord, we thank You for the timely reminder from the sharing of the Word today that we should discern Your will and purpose even in times of crisis and respond in the right manner. Strengthen our faith, O Lord, during these times and help us to seek first Your kingdom. We want to pray for the world. We pray for nations which have been hit very hard by this crisis, especially mainland China. In their suffering, the suffering of their citizens, may they know You as the Prince of Peace. We continue to pray for Singapore. We pray for social cohesion and psychological resilience, as urged by our Prime Minister. Grant wisdom to the authorities as they provide guidance and take steps to respond to a developing situation. We pray that we will continue to look out for each other and care for the needs of others, and especially pay attention to the needs of the vulnerable in our midst. We pray for our healthcare workers who are working so hard. Protect them and their families, O Lord. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. As for the Church in Singapore, we pray that she will rise up in strength, faith, and courage, and be able to share both through words and their lifestyle the love and the peace of Christ. We especially pray for the three churches which have been affected, that they may stay united and find creative ways to serve out Your purpose in this season. As for our diocese, we pray that You will continue to guide Bishop Rennies and our leadership as we respond to this crisis together. We are so thankful for the appointment of Reverend Canon Dr. Titus Chung as Bishop Designate with effect from 4th of February. We pray for him and his family as he prepares himself to serve in this new role. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. According to our diocesan cycle of prayer, we also remember St. John's and Margaret's Church. We keep especially the village project in prayer. We pray for the continual equipping of volunteers in various areas of services, maybe befriending in creative activities, outdoor activities, or outreach to foreign workers. And as they do this in anticipation of the launch of the SGSM nursing home, be with them, O Lord. And we also pray for their Kampong gathering on the 29th of February. We also pray for St. Andrew's Cathedral. We pray for her leadership to be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom as they continue to lead the church through this current situation. We pray that the cathedral will be strengthened in faith, strong in worship, courageous in service, and powerful in witness as we remain faithful to God's call and destiny as a church in the city. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We also pause to pray for our friends and loved ones, those affected in some way by this current crisis, those who are not well physically or whose businesses have been hit by this downturn. Friends, brothers and sisters, please pause and name those you know in your prayers. Please join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please join us for the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And give us, we pray, such a sense of all your mercies that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful and that we show forth your praise, not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is I Come With Joy.
So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.